Yes. Hello, this is Daniel King with the Daily Inspiration. I want to greet you in Jesus' name and maybe just continue with some of the thoughts from yesterday there. We were talking about being prepared when Jesus comes. And the fact that Jesus is, as a groom, is coming for his bride, and as we observe how just about universally the world over, engaged couples, the women will adorn themselves and their surroundings in many settings, with the marriages at the bride's home, then the home gets cleaned up. If it's at the church gets cleaned up. And wherever, you know, we put on our best clothes and we are not afraid to spend money and buy things that are just for that special day. And I was just thinking how sometimes we can get caught up with the cares of this life and we forget that we're preparing for a wedding. We're preparing for our groom to come and take us and transport us into another world, a celestial world, a spiritual world where the effects of sin will not be known and the effects of selfishness will not be known. And it's just a reminder to me to prepare myself and to adorn myself with the things that Jesus loves. And I remember when I proposed to my wife, I sort of planned this scene out, and I had this spot that I wanted to do it in, and I had this time that I wanted to do it. I wanted to do it in the evening, after just after dark. And I had this certain swing I wanted to be on in the yard there. And so I had this all planned out in my mind. And it only dawned on me recently that I never once gave it a thought to think about her, my wife's interests. And so often in life, it is that way. We're naturally, you know, we naturally think our own thoughts. And I was just thinking here recently how much better it would have been if I would have studied my wife. Well, it was my girlfriend back then. If I would have studied her interests, if I would have in a kind of a secret way discovered her favorite spot. And just discovered her, you know, favorite time of the day, so to speak, and would have catered to that on the proposal. And it just really got me to thinking how often when we want to do something with someone else, we tend to want to do it on our turf, you know, on what interests us. And we forget to study. We forget to study. Like for me as a husband, I tend to forget to study my wife and to secretly draw out her interests so that I can surprise her one day with a treat that would be catered to her interests. And so the same is also true with serving the Lord. I think if we're not careful, we often try to live out the Christian life according to our likes and interests, and we pursue them and try to convince God that we're, you know, that this is a good thing. And I wonder if we wouldn't be better off if we would just lay that all down and seek with an open heart the will of the Father. And, you know, in preparation for this great day, if we would study Jesus Christ and his interests for our lives and prepare ourselves that way rather than prepare ourselves with our interests and adorn ourselves with the things that we feel like are that great, neat, and, you know, nice. So I have this scripture I'd like to read here in closing. It is Joel chapter 2. Let's see, Joel chapter 2, verse 12. It says, "Now therefore, says the Lord, turn to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. So rend your heart and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness, and he relents from doing harm. Who knows if he will turn and relent and leave a blessing behind him?" And so it's just a call there to return to the ways of the Lord and to trust him with that. The number one reason why people are slow to trust the Lord is because they don't quite feel that he will, if they just sort of wild abandonment, let go of all their own interests, desires, and passions, they would feel, or most people would feel, that God would just sort of take a person like that and just, you know, strip him of all life's pleasures. But I have found in my own personal experience that we offer our own personal things, interests, even our securities, our homes, our businesses, whatever. If we offer them up to the Lord, he does actually return blessings many, many a times. We have these friends that moved to another country, and they were very, you know, they really got rid of a lot of stuff. They hardly kept anything. And there was this Lego set that their one son had, that they took the Lego set to the Goodwill, and it made him cry. It was his favorite set. And so here they go off to halfway around the world, and there this house that was found for them by some people in the place where they were moving to was fully furnished, and one of the furnishings in that house was a Lego set, and it was three times the size of this set that the boy had given to the Goodwill. And they gave up their bikes, and this house was furnished with bikes. And it's just a reminder that God does take care of us, and we can trust him. It's okay to offer our best to up and give it up and give it away. And God has promised that he will, you know, that those things will be laid up in heaven. And also, we can be assured that even in this life, God will repay us. So, I have found that when my wife doesn't fully trust me, it's a bit painful. If she tries if I make a suggestion on what we're going to do, and she resists that and makes a counter suggestion about something that would work better, that is a little bit more secure for her, it tends to make me feel like she doesn't trust me, and therefore it's difficult for me to be a provider and a security for her. The same is true for God. If we don't fully trust him, it's actually difficult for God to be that rock for us. It's difficult for him to be that hen that gathers his chicks under his wings. You know, and so many times we forfeit the promises of God because we don't fully trust him, and we sort of walk outside of his divine plan that he has for us. And so I'd just like to encourage us to return to the Lord with all of our heart. with fasting and weeping and mourning, and rend our hearts and not our garments, and return to the Lord our God. For he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness. May God bless you.